This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
Bullshit from these tea baggers and other idiots. are going to fully defend Paul McCartney and the other killer playlist of teams, probably way too much. The first set is even going to include the Stones song from the 2005 CD, The Bigger Bang, and their song for the Teabaggers and Bush Types. But first, let us play a classic song about George W. Numbnuts, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush. A track by Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls. This beautiful piece is entitled Send George Bush a Pretzel.
George was in the White House watching his TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea, when suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground. There was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Then the Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in. They kept the pretzel up all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, I'm innocent, my story you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an ice cold beer. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him with best wishes and send him on his way. The pretzel got a lawyer from the ACLU. The media just ate it up, the rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, whisky way. The pretzel is a terrorist, send him to Guantanamo Bay. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. From Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their differences, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Now George said send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good.
You should.
So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him the best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way.
Greetings, friends and listeners. Pastor Rexcat here again. The following tunes by Paul McCartney's Tripping the Life Fantastic were not broadcasting, possibly because CD player number 2 was not plugged into the mixing board. And I do not have a copy of Tripping the Life Fantastic, so I'll place in Ain't That a Shame from the Complete Russian Sessions, and a live version of Live and Let Die. And oh yes, happy birthday, Paul and Ringo.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
When the truth is found. We'll be right back.
Okay. According to the technology here, the second DVD CD player is working. And then on another device here, it says it is not. But you should have heard two live songs from Paul McCartney's Trippin' the Live Fantastic, and you're about to hear a song. Well, Halliburton Ernie wants to introduce it.
All right, pick up your mic.
Hello, this is Halliburton Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus, and defend a legend and former Beatle, Paul McCartney, who is under attack by platoons of wingnuts. And we're going to play a lot of great songs tonight, especially if both CD players are working and the techie guys are working on it. And when you hear this song by Mad River, you might be tempted to say, but Reverend, this sounds like countless classic rock artists and progressive rock artists. And it is true. However, this was before the 70s. This was in the late 60s that these guys had such a great sound. And now we're going to play Mad River's classic love song for people with borderline personality disorder. This is Mad River doing Leave Me, Stay.
Yes, it's me again. Seems like CD player number two is still unplugged from the mixing board, but not for long. So here's the remainder of Leave Me, Stay by Mad River.
Thank you. fence. He followed you. I know he knows where you are. Should have let him take me there. Cried a while and went away somewhere. And I sink back in my despair.
Okay. If there was a problem, then we're sorry. And the thing that was fucked up is no more, is no longer fucked up. So that was relating to CD player number two. Hopefully you heard that whole first set. So we're going to act like you did. But these tech guys are great, even when they're here and they're maybe just a little brain fried, but end of the weekend, etc. But somebody fixed the problem, either Pastor Whoremaster or John the Craptist, whoever is more functioning at this hour. So let's just act like everybody heard everything. You heard DOA from their new CD, Talk Minus Action Equals Zero. From DOA, we heard The Times They Are A-Changin' and Captain Kirk, Spock, Scotty, and Bones. Before that, the Rolling Stones did Sweet Neocon from a Bigger Bang CD. Mad River did Leave Me Stay. Ramones did Somebody to Love from Deborah and Keith from the band Davey. You heard the Volta Radio station ID and the Reverend is in promo. And hopefully you heard Paul McCartney live from the Tripping the Live Fantastic CD doing two tracks, Ain't That a Shame and Live and Let Die. And started off with Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls doing Send George Bush a Pretzel. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live most Sunday nights at voltaradio.com. And we're not on the air next Sunday night, but in 2 weeks, yeah, don't be shocked. Funny. Yes, we're taking another weekend off next Sunday night, returning in 2 weeks on July, I believe, 11th. And that, too, is going to be called In Defense of Paul McCartney. In Defense of Paul McCartney, Part 2, in 2 weeks. On, we think, July 11th. And mostly because the show has just grown and grown. And actually, it started as soon as the fuckwads started attacking him, attacking Paul, after his visit to the White House, in which he sang Michelle to the First Lady, and, of course, made the famous joke about W. Bush not knowing what a library is. And it wasn't a stretch, and it certainly wasn't an exaggeration. And Bush was certainly the biggest fucking idiot ever, with the possible exception of Reagan, to ever occupy that building after two highly suspicious, in quotes, elections. So anyway, as soon as that shit started, we began working on this show, even before the last show that we did, the Ron and Rand Paul clown show. And it took on a life of its own. It had an enormous musical playlist. And as long as the playlist is now, it's cut almost in half, plus all the content and stuff about Bush, stuff about Paul McCartney and the Beatles, and history of assholes attacking rock stars and musicians, etc. So anyway, it grew and grew, and it just easily turned into a second show. So in 2 weeks, we're going to do part two of In Defense of Paul McCartney. The last tunes that you heard from the new DOA CD, Talk Minus Action Equals Zero, is were from a CD that sounds like DOA is still like at the peak of their youth and musically kicking ass. And I'm happy to say that they came back to Philadelphia. Lord Jesus and the Reverend went to the DOA show with the great band you've heard us play many times if you're a long-term book burner from Philadelphia, The Prisoners. They opened the band. Women played. They're all men, and they're called Women. And FOD, Flag of Democracy, played, one of the longest surviving bands from the first wave of the Philadelphia hardcore scene. And they kicked ass. They were as powerful as they were in the early 80s. And then DOA tore the fucking stage up. Just played this awesome, incredible set. And it was great to, you know, reunite and see them again. They are on tour now, and if they haven't gone to your area yet and are heading that way, you don't want to miss them. They are highly worthwhile. The new CD is great, and you can keep up with all things DOA at their label, Sudden Death Records, which is at suddendeath.com. Free plug. And as always, in the 9.5 years that we've done the show, we take zero advertising and have never taken a penny from anybody. If we plug it, it's because we sincerely like it and think it's cool and worthwhile. We take no money, no advertising. Nobody has any control over us. We are uncensored. We are unsponsored. We are undominated, except maybe during playtime. And this show is straight from the heart and from the brain, no matter what condition it's in. So having said that, yes, it has been 9.5 years. And so since the last anniversary this past January, we've been kind of in a mindset that all 2010 shows for this year are kind of foreplay for the 10th anniversary show. And we can't just assume that it's happening and that the world will be intact, because for one thing, the powers that dominate the world are as fucked up as ever, from the oil spill to wars to probably the biggest threat of all, economic destruction and being total hoes for corporate America and the banks and the free market extremists, etc. And no disrespect to real hoes, and we apologize for the degrading comparison to the pillars of being compared to the pillars of corporate America and the banking industry. But as fucked up as the world is, if there still is a world, and if we're still able to do it, we will continue the show and give to you the celebration to kill all celebrations. the 10th anniversary show, and that will be due in the middle of January 2011. So that's really flashing forward, but that's what we're out to do. And for now, though, we want to defend Paul McCartney, and we're doing that tonight and on the next show in 2 weeks, part two. And if we still haven't gotten everything in, plus all the playlist in, so be it. We'll I doubt if there'll be a part three. Let's see. Do we have birthdays and deaths? We have both. We have, since the last show, the birthday of Paul McCartney, who turned 68. God. And coming up before the next show, on July 7th, just days before the next show, another former Beatle, the only other surviving Beatle, the birthday of Ringo Starr, who will turn... Uh-oh. You guys are going to collapse onto your bong when you hear this. Ringo will turn 70. He was the firstborn of the Beatles. And if John Lennon was alive, he would have turned 70 this coming October. So, yeah, Ringo is turning 70 in the first week of July. That's incredible. And speaking of John Lennon, they're actually putting that motherfucker who killed him up for parole this autumn, I believe. And I don't know. Many people say that if he was smart, he wouldn't even want to get out if the powers deemed him appropriate to turn loose again. Mark David Chapman. Anyway, enough about that asshole. Okay, no birthdays. No, at least none from the immediate circle of book burners and none that we know about. So, moving on to death. So we had the Beatles and birthdays, and now there's a Bush in death. Prescott Bush Jr. is dead. Now, which Bush was he? He was the son of Prescott Bush Sr. Prescott Bush Sr. was the grandfather of George W. Bush and the father of George H.W. Bush, the former wingnut, former president of the CIA, former vice president under Ronald, the total fuckhead Reagan. And Prescott Sr. left his mark on the world. Although when you're talking about the Bush crime family, usually their mark on the world is more like a shit stain. But Prescott Bush Sr. was one of the corporate America big shots and money bags who helped fund Hitler's Third Reich while it was on its way up, because he's a wonderful anti-communist. And so, yeah, Henry Ford was not the only one. It was Prescott Bush, who was in the upper league of donors and funders, and then gave birth to one of the Iran-Contra criminals, George H.W. Bush, and of course was George W.'s grandfather. Well, his son, so I guess W.'s uncle and George Bush Sr.'s brother, is dead. What a sad loss. Okay, he's dead as of June 23rd. So, if June 23rd comes on a Sunday next year, maybe we'll celebrate it the anniversary of it or something. And there's another death, but this one is sad. And this was Wednesday, June 16th. Gary Scheider at age 56, long time guitar player, songwriter, and musical arranger for Parliament and Funkadelic. And he was known by nicknames. I'm not going to be able to not laugh. He was called Starchild. That's not why we were laughing. And he was also called Diaper Man. And I think he wore, he was the one that wore the big diapers. And things like, they were very tripped out people and great music. Parliament and Funkadelic. And we're laughing because we joke about Senator David Diaper Man Vitter, who is a secret diaper man. He wore diapers when he left his anti-choice, Christian supremacist, family values, repressive laws against the sexual rights of all adults office, left his wife in the night. He's still with her, but left his wife for a while and was a VIP at the late D.C. Madam's place of business, and not only paid for sex, but also paid to indulge in his diaper fetish. So if you've heard the show, we've had a lot of laughs over David Diaper Man Vitter. Family values, morals, abstinence, monogamy by law, kind of Vitter to Diaper Man. But please do not confuse Gary Scheider, now the late Gary Scheider of Parliament and Funkadelic, and known some of the time as Diaper Man, with Senator Vitter. Because Gary Scheider made no pretense about who he was or how he was, and had value on this planet, and was not just a total sack of shit. Anyway, farewell with respect and honor, Gary Scheider from Parliament Funkadelic, also known as Starchild and Diaper Man. And, well, there was an almost. Well, not really an almost. But speaking of the Bush-Cheney reign of error, besides Prescott Bush dying, Prescott Bush Jr. dying, Halliburton's very own star child, not to be confused with Star Child from Funkadelic, Halliburton's star child, yes, the war criminal, the corporate criminal, the total lying sack of shit on whatever outlets actually broadcast this asshole, like Fox News, or worse, if there's such a thing as worse. Dickless Cheney was back in the hospital again. But the press statements gleefully said, it wasn't a heart attack. So, it was almost good news. But Dickless Cheney was hospitalized, but he is not dead. So, all right. There is two pages of news, and we're not covering it. Let's review the basics of what's been going on with Paul McCartney. If you've heard nothing about it, Paul was honored at the White House and got awards and played songs, accepted. I believe he accepted an award from Obama. He did play and sing the song Michelle for Michelle Obama. Got an award. By the end of the event, there were other musicians and bands there, and by the end of the event, he joked, it's good to have a president
who knows what a library is after the last 8 years. Then the fucktards go crazy. The teabaggers, the racists, the morons who defend Bush and Dickless Cheney, even after their destruction of the economy has been exposed to every rational person in the nation, their war crimes, their destruction of the environment, and the endless fucking list. And saying, why did Paul insult our former president while he was in our country? Paul, shut up and say it. It's you guys' fault that this voice is shot to shit. Anyway, so they're whining and crying and expressing hate and venom. And you saw a lot of that at the McCartney sites on Facebook and anything where people can comment. And, of course, at every article on the subject. And it probably came as a shock to many Paul McCartney fans. But it's actually consistent with pretty much every article. If there's an article about healthcare, if there's an article that mentions Obama's name, if there's an article about why we should do more of the policies that totally destroyed the nation and arguably the fucking world with the free market and unregulated corporate America and slashing even greater amounts of taxes from the rich. These assholes will have in about 200 comments to make in every such article. So when McCartney did that, said that, it was predictable that the asswipe teabaggers would lay into him like a bunch of Christian jihadists at a witch burning. So, and when we used the word shut up and sing when we were referring to, or when I was referring to, these dipshits, those were actually words used in the past against the Dixie Chicks, because they got it around 2003 from the ass wipes, not just Toby Keith, but lots of ass wipes who didn't like the fact that they insulted George W. Bush. And of course, as we've said on this show many times, they have been vindicated 1,000 times over. And in fact, we're going to play one of their songs later. But that was one of the things. It was like, don't say anything political. Just shut up and sing. And that was actually the name of the film about the Dixie Chicks, mostly focusing on the uproar from the Wingnuts after they made the Bush comment. Shut up and sing. Very recommended. All right. Some of the things we're not going to skip are a history of assholes regarding music and a feature, Know Your Assholes. And maybe we can't cover it all at once, but let's see. In the 50s, of course, every black artist was subjected to racism, being screwed by the record industry, and of course being unacceptable for radio. And but if you ever liked a rock and roll record, a pop record, a dance record, any offshoot of rock, any underground offshoot, metal, punk, grunge, anything from the last 40 years or so, or 50 years or so, you owe your musical pleasure to the black artists that got fucked by the racist teabaggers of their era. And it's jungle music, it's Satan music, according to the fuckheads. And it leads to marijuana, it leads to sex, it leads to interracial sex. I know. We all thought the same thing. And the problem with those things are what again? So trashing anything in the 50s, totally dissing John Lennon when he began his relationship with Yoko Ono and anybody. We've said this many times on the show, and we will always feel this way. We're all in complete agreement on this. All of the Yoko bashers, and even the Courtney Love bashers, are not only an affront to the memories of John Lennon and Kurt Cobain, but are really fucked up and need to take a step back and say, why are we bashing the loved ones of the people who we're supposedly fans of? So anyway, Lennon was bashed when he connected with Yoko, when he became an advocate for peace, and when he later became an all-out political activist. He was bashed. Paul McCartney was bashed in 1967 when he said that he and the other Beatles took LSD, and that was around the time they were making the Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band album. And predictably, there was a big uproar over that. Frank Zappa got a lot of shit when he criticized Ronald Reagan. Of course, he's been vindicated 1,000 times after that. But he went on television saying that Reagan was the reason for the astronomical rise in homelessness, which was an obvious truth, and the beginning of the economic decline of the nation with such extreme and stupid policies that only serve the rich. Sinead O'Connor, we have to learn how to write here. Sinead O'Connor got a lot of shit in 1992 for tearing up a picture of the Pope while singing Bob Marley's War on Saturday Night Live. And she's been vindicated a billion times or more after she got all that shit for tearing up a picture of the Pope, who was the queenpin of the Church of Pedophilia. And in fact, the assholes at the Bob Dylan 30th anniversary concert even booed her like short time after the incident, you know, because she tore up a picture of the Pope. But, well, Sinead, you are certainly vindicated. And the last two popes know what they did and are guilty of massive, massive crimes against children, cover-ups, transfers to other locations of perpetrators, and people who are accomplices. Jello Biafra got busted for a poster for the artwork by H.R. Giger from the Frankenchrist album, and went on a censorship trial where most rock and roll didn't even have the balls or eggs to support him, and except for Frank Zappa and Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, and believe it or not, the late John Denver, mostly Frank Zappa, and he eventually beat that whole censorship trial, but also put him like six figures in debt for legal costs, and then was on trial again because his label, Alternative Tentacles, still one of the greatest labels in the world, AlternativeTentacles.com, released the Crucifux CD, Our Will Be Done, which was technically the first two Crucifux albums, on their label, and the Philadelphia police did not like it because of the picture that they had used that was fake to show the risks of being a police officer. I'm getting really talked out. One more of these things, and then we're going to play the second set of music. And then a whole lot of assholes in the late 90s were decrying a benefit in North Jersey that was a benefit for Mumia Abu-Jamal. And that featured Rage Against the Machine, the Beastie Boys, and Bad Religion. And even though there were a lot of assholes like decrying the event, when tickets were returned by people goofy enough to listen to the assholes, they were immediately snapped right back up again. And they were very successful and very great shows. All right. So it's a brief history of assholes attacking music, the latest of which are the Teabaggers and Miscellaneous Assholes attacking Paul McCartney for making a joke about George W. war criminal Enron stooge, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush. Let's get back to the music. This is a song by The Toys, and it is entitled Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone.
Keep murdering, the churches keep a burning, the rapists keep a raping, and the tide ain't turning. Uncle Sam, for all your power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's unwasted, chasing my friends and me. So Sam, leave us pot smokers alone, Uncle Sam. Leave us pot smokers alone. The terrorists keep terrorizing, the leaders keep a lying, the haters keep a hating, and the flag. Proper, call off your dogs and your helicopters. The problems of society were not caused by my friends and me. So hey, Uncle Sam, hey there, Uncle Sam, leave us pot smokers alone, Uncle Sam. Gonna be imprisoned. We just kiss and love and sleep apart from brotherhood freaks. A touch of Mother Nature never made nobody violent, never made nobody hate nobody or break nobody's peace. It's never been told to be harmful, don't you tell me no lies. With your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes, the cannabis man is just recent, just since 1938 to be legalized. I realize it, you made a big mistake. Hey! Sam. Hey there, Uncle Sam.
neighbors of love, Uncle Sam. Leave us pot smokers alone, Uncle Sam. Leave us pot smokers alone. Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam. Understand, I love you, but leave me
I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid
we'll be right back.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am fed up with all of the shenanigans about disrespecting our former president, George W. Bush. And now, they're going to play another disgraceful song by MDC from their Magnus Dominus Corpus CD on Sudden Death Records. Another song that degrades our beloved former president, entitled Ballad of George W.
Listen to the story about a boy named Bush. His IQ was zero, his head was up his tush. He drank like a fish, he drove a car about. It didn't really matter, cause his daddy bailed him out. DUI, that is, criminal record, cover up. The first thing you know, little Georgie goes to Yale. Can't spell his name, but they never let him fail. Spends all his time hanging out with student folk, and that's where he learns how to snort a line of coke. Blow, that is, white gold, nose candy. Say, George, stay home with ma'am. Let the common people get maimed and get scarred. We'll buy you up a spot on the Texas National Guard. Cush, that is, country clubs, nose candy. 20 years later, George gets a little bored. Trades in the booze, says, Jesus is my Lord. Said the White House is the place I want to be. So he called his daddy's friends, they called the GOP. Gun owners, that is, Falwell, Jesse Helms. The election ran late. The kinfolk said, Jeb, give the boy your state. Don't let the colored folks get anywhere near the polls. So they put up barricades so they couldn't punch their holes. Chads, that is, Duval County, Miami-Dade. All the votes were counted, all the five Supreme stepped in. Told all the voters, hey, we want our George to win. Stop counting votes was their solemn invocation. And that's how little Georgie got his coronation. Rigged, that is, illegitimate, no moral authority. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Two tracks by MDC from their Magnus Dominus Corpus CD at suddendeath.com. MDC did Ballad of George W. and Destroying the Planet. The Clash did Janie Jones. Sonic Youth did Within You, Without You. Dixie Chicks did Not Ready to Make Nice. Das Damon did Piggy in the Middle, and that's from the classic Ruddles Highway Revisited, a tribute to the Ruddles, on the Shimmy Disc label. And before that, Artist Unknown did the Pussycat song. Cheech and Chung did Mexican Americans from the soundtrack of Cheech and Chung's next movie. And started off with The Toys doing Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is In Defense of Paul McCartney. And we last left off at a history of assholes attacking music or musicians. Let's see. I don't want to do any more of that. Oh, there's so much shit in here. Let's see. I will just touch on some of these subjects. Pretty much all of these are an entire show unto themselves. We have another Christian supremacist, family values, moral crusading Christian jihadist. Make laws against the sexual freedom of virtually every other adult American types who is, yes, in a sex scandal. That's right. Republican Mark Souder, who fights against your rights, is in a sexual relationship with his married staffer. Staffer. You want to meet my staffer? Mark Souder, Republican from Indiana, with his married staffer. And what did they do? Besides the obvious, they prayed daily and sang hymns. That would make the greatest porn tape. Oh, come like old faithful. Sing with me, honey. Is that your husband calling? All right. Come over here. They prayed daily, sang hymns, and fucked. Mark Souder, Republican from Indiana, and his married staffer. She's a staffer, all right. And I wouldn't give a shit. I really wouldn't care. I couldn't care less what anybody does, as long as it's consensual with another fully grown human who is not in a coma or bigger incompetent than George W. Fuckwad Bush. And, oh, we have another Christian supremacist and moral hypocrite in the news. Oh, this is even better. This is an anti-gay crusader, a perpetrator of hatred and bigotry named Reverend Tom Brock. You want my Brock? From the Hope Lutheran Church, who runs anti-gay groups and perpetrates bigots, you know, and probably turns out a basher or two. And yet, he went... Oh, and there's videos of this asshole on YouTube judging and further fucking up the lives the depressive status of countless gay people, perpetrating the whole ugly culture. And yet he's in a support group for those who are struggling with their sexual identities. So it's bad enough he perpetrates bigotry and oppression. He's somebody who is fucking clueless about himself. And this is in Minnesota. Reverend Tom Brock of the Hope Lutheran Church. And we have a video of that guy linked on the newly updated ReverendBookburn.com. And you'll probably laugh. And of course that raises the lesson once again. Whenever you hear that kind of hatred, when you hear these people in Congress, when you hear these fucking weird-ass evangelists, or any other person from the religious or political worlds, or just a plain old idiot, you know, from the dive bar, or the teabagger fuckheads, when you hear that kind of hate and bigotry, you know they went down on the same gender and that was reciprocated, and they went down on these perps and flakes, and their inner conflict is a part of why they're so mentally fucked up. Alright, let's see. History of Assholes in Music is too long to cover, so we'll save some of that for part two. So that means that now it's time for Know Your Assholes. Besides Republican Congressman Mr. Boner, who called for an apology from Paul McCartney to George W. Bush, one of the worst criminals on the entire planet, and arguably the lowest human on the entire planet. Besides Boner and people who are totally obvious, there are some who are less obvious but still prominent in today's culture. So it's time for tonight's edition of Know Your Assholes. One is former Saturday Night Live acting person Victoria Jackson. And while some book burners, will say she's too retarded to really declare an asshole, you know, or, you know, slam, still, I kind of agree, but it's, you're still responsible for your actions, and I know she's a dumb fuck, possibly dumber than Sarah Palin or Mr. Boner, but still, she participates in these teabagger / Klan rallies, and is perpetrating that whole propaganda machine that's actually corporate driven. From Freedom Works and Fox, quote, News, end quote, and other assholes. So she deserves to be a part of Know Your Assholes. And in addition to teabagger Victoria Jackson, the teabaggers themselves, they are the majority of the attackers and bashers of Paul McCartney. And pretty much all that is fucked up at present, attacking any kind of meaningful reforms, advocating the policies that destroy the nation, unrestrained free market, extreme overkill military spending, eliminating survival programs and safety net programs. And, of course, Boner himself, he should be on the Know Your Assholes list, as well as, gotta hold it right up to my face, Ted Nugent, of course, and, God, what a sick motherfucker, and actor John Voight, who is another darling of the Fox Pravda propaganda spin network. All right, let's see. Well, all right, what we don't cover will add to part two on in 2 weeks, part two of In Defense of Paul McCartney. MDC in the background. We're going to get to the third set of music because that we don't want to cut anything from. This is from my favorite solo post-Beatles release by John Lennon. By John Lennon and Yoko Ono with the Elephant's Memory Band, the 1972 release entitled Sometime in New York City. And this is when they were hanging out with Abby Hoffman, the Yippies, John Sinclair, and many activists in New York City. From Sometime in New York City, this is the song entitled New York City.
see the children fucked up in school. They're dreaming someone else's dream and it's not even their own. That is complete insanity. Don't you see that society creates insane people to do their insane work? So that they can wank each other off on fucking yachts. And that's what it's all about, and everybody's screwing holes in and going to school and going to work so that 50 people in Britain can fuck about on yachts.
I've had enough of reading things by neurotic psychotic. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I don't know what all this brouhaha is about. One of them Beatles making jokes about me. But I want to defend our records. Not just because my friend Dickless Cheney was in the hospital, but because we did what we thought was right. Trying to make it an unfree Christian nation. Trying to make war for profits for our friends. And letting our friends in the oil companies do, well, whatever the fuck they want to do. And so I just want to say I hope that Paul and everybody else understands that we did what was necessary to sustain empire and the people who dominate it. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
You tried. will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freaks, Daddy.
Yeah. Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Horn, and I want to talk about our scented tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And there's runner-ups. Sunday, June 27th, 2010, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Our first runner-up does not use his name. He uses a number. He calls himself 23,000 Days, and he is one of the censors. They call them moderators, but he's one of the censors at Huffington Post. Supposedly a cool and hip and progressive site, but full of censorship. And I didn't mind. I did mind, but I didn't say anything at several important and big events in the world in which comments by me and others, because people get pissed off and then write about that instead of the article. But recently, regarding the subject of Paul McCartney and other recent events, the censors, known as monitors, censored more comments from the Reverend, and 23,000 Days was actually cut. It was an article about the teabaggers. Some goof wrote an article about why it's good for America and causes dialogue and blah, blah, blah. So 23,000 Days, a censor at Huffington Post, you are a runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to the next runner-up, which is Judge Kimberly Esmond Adams. Judge Kimberly Esmond Adams is the judge.
Flag is but a
symbols. Where's the fart sounds?
The ruling came out of
you need fart sounds for a solo. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
That's better. Thank you. Judge Kimberly Esmond Adams was the judge in the case of anti-abortion terrorist and person who issued a death threat to Elton John and anti-choice terrorist who admitted he lost his virginity to a mule. I'm not making that up. Neil Horsley. Neil Horsley, and dropped all charges against him. A Christian jihadist who is cut from the exact same cloth as Al-Qaeda and other holy terrorists, who has advocated and supported the anti-abortion terrorists for decades when they killed doctors or shot and wounded doctors and others. Neil Horsley, charges dropped after his death threat against Elton John by Judge Kimberly Esmond Adams. Were you taking Rush Limbaugh's drugs, Judge Kimberly? You are runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that brings us to another runner-up to Asshole of the Week, Cardinal Roger Mahoney. A friend of pedophile priests everywhere. Cardinal Roger Mahoney in L.A. had a priest confess to him in 1986 about sexually abusing children. And Cardinal Roger Mahoney said that it was okay because he was pretty sure they were illegal aliens. So he's a racist and a pedophile. Probably two things that often go together. And covered up the actions and transferred the perpetrator. Cardinal Roger Mahoney, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Oh, he was also a friend of the anti-choice terrorists and extremists who blocked doors and assaulted people and issued death threats. So, God, how can you follow up these three runner-ups? Tonight, somebody has to outshine the three runner-ups to Asshole of the Week. Someone who especially stands out. We lost the fart sounds again.
The ruling came out.
Thank you, Cheech.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Thank you, guys. Yes, they are high-functioning. And they fixed the problem at the beginning of the show. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Republican Congressperson Joe Barton. As low as BP is, as low as Halliburton is, as low as the oil industry is, as low as all the assholes who defend them, from Rand Paul to Sarah Palin to Bobby Jindal to Fox News, Joe Barton sunk so low as to apologize to BP, the lowest dregs of the earth, the perpetrators of the greatest spill in history, outdoing even the Exxon Valdez spill of 1989, apologizing to BP because of the fund, the escrow fund, that would be set up
to cover some of the cleanup costs. And that's without even factoring in the wildlife and oceanic life and other things that we're going to take. That are going to take a serious hit, as well as area businesses and an endless list. It can't even be debated. It's like, it's so fucking obvious. BP deserves no apology. They should be seized. And footing the entire bill of the cleanup and the reparations to humans and to animals and oceanic life. Joe Barton, apologist to BP. You are asshole of the week. All right, let's go to sports sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, and that's the 2009 version. The Avengers did Paint It Black. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Before that, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention from the very first release entitled Freak Out. You heard Hungry Freaks Daddy, the opening track. Bongwater did Love You Too and Reagan Nation, and that was with special guest Thule Kupferberg from the Fugs. The punk opera / musicians / acting people / video makers Che Lennon did A Free Speaking Country and Gimme Some Truth. And started off with John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Plastic Ono Band, Elephant's Memory Band from the Sometime in New York City CD doing New York City. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been In Defense of Paul McCartney. And we are expecting this show to be archived and available to be heard again, or turning other people onto it in the future entirely for free at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. And that is thanks to our legendary co-producer, engineer, archivist, and friend and book burner from afar, Pastor Rex Cat in beautiful Canada. And if the show is a little fucked up from the technical problems at the beginning, hopefully he'll be able to fix that, and as he has done magically in the past. So he's approaching deity status because of some of the miracle cures he has done to past technical problems. But if all goes well, we're expecting this show to be up at radio4all.net in anywhere from a half a week to a week. And, of course, there will be details, updates, and lots of new goodies at reverendbookburn.com. Email the Reverend at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. On YouTube, the YouTube channel is at youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On Facebook, they do not allow Rev to be the first name, so it's The Rev and Bookburn. And on the info tab at The Rev Bookburn, say, it's at info, there is a link for the Rev Bookburn fan site. We are off next week. We are coming back in 2 weeks, which we think is July 11th, for part two of In Defense of Paul McCartney. We did cut out some of tonight's playlist. And because it was just way over time, some tracks from the third set list. And they will be in part two, as well as all of the material not covered. So, Paul, if you're listening, we covered a portion of the subject. We obviously are defending you against teabaggers and other dipshits who are attacking you, much like the assholes who attacked John after the Christ comment in 66, who led to the record burnings and blah, blah, blah. And the assholes who attacked you after the marijuana statements and et cetera, et cetera. We defend Paul McCartney. We acknowledge George W. Bush for the war criminal, corporate criminal, and scumbag that he is, third generation of a crime family. And we acknowledge the teabaggers and other assholes who attack Paul for what they are, which are loathsome dupes of Freedom Works, the Dick Army organization, and Fox News, in quotes, and other propagandists and manipulators of racists, teabaggers, and other dupable goonery. We're going to play a closing track and get out of here. And this will go out to Mr. Bush from the Salt in the Wound Anti-War Benefit compilation CD, mini CD. We're going to play a track by Carpet Bombers for Peace. This is entitled Allah Save Queens. Good night.
You asked me about that Taliban. Aren't they some rock band or something? I think we agree the past is over.
Queen, America, to rule the airwaves. Let's stamp McDonald's on our leader's head. He's a small fries in disorder. Oh, let's save the Queen. We're feeling hell and heaven. Got ourselves a brand new death machine. Got a
man lift, man lift, man lift.
She's hung between planes hijacked and planes and bombs. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
And restore honesty and dignity to the Oval Office in the White House. It's clearly a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it. Don't mess with Texas.
Alice is a queen, 2% of all the money. Economic terrorists have hijacked our boats and sold our souls for nothing. On the steaming Bush and Brad team, planes hijacked and planes that bomb. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's gone.
I know what I believe, and I believe what I believe is right. Well, just make sure they don't go bomb the Taj Mahal. I saw that on a postcard once. Looks like a nice shopping mall. I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
San Francisco. In fact, all the lands on the hairline fracture. They're gonna get hit. They're gonna get hit.
Allah save the queen.
signing up. What better when they're losing votes than to erupt into the uniting sound of war fever? We need unity now, more than ever. We shall only attack to righteously defend. Paranoia sits in. Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them?
'cause it's going fast. If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime, I can give it. But you better hurry, 'cause it may not last.
For me, yeah, and you know the thing she does. does for me. on talking till I can't go on. Well, you see it your way. Run the risk of knowing that our love will soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You could get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short. I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again. I'll ask you once again. Time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While I see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it that we might fall apart.